Thank you for downloading the Elohim Christian Church podcast. Today's message is brought by Pastor Shane Budby.
Morning.
Morning.
It's beautiful, isn't it, today?
Yeah.
The sun is shining on Leicester.
Yay.
Congratulations to Leicester City.
Yay.
On their miracle Premier League win.
Yeah.
I was watching it yesterday and I was kind of still thinking, is this real? Is that really blue and gold ribbons on the Barclays Premier League trophy? I think even the players themselves were just like, almost like as they've been given their medal, was kind of like a bit hesitant, like, is this real? Is somebody going to just jump out and say, this is all a prank? But, you know, congratulations to Leicester. I feel privileged to be living in this locality at this time, to not only see what's happening football-wise, but to see what God is planning to do across this area as well. And if God can get Leicester City to win the Premiership, then he really can do anything. Yeah, thank you, Jesus, for this morning. We give it to you. Just give myself to you right now to speak what you want me to speak, to bring a message that's going to encourage each and every single one of us, that's going to challenge us, and that's going to cause life change. That each of us receive something from you today that we can apply straight to our lives. And from the moment we've heard it onwards, we're able to see a shift in our lives and do something different. Yeah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, today I want to talk about let go and let God. Let go and let God. And it's the Bible's a great place to turn when we're going through rough times.
Yeah.
When we're struggling, when things aren't going how we expected, when things aren't how we thought they would be. To turn to the Bible for wisdom, advice, encouragement, strength. It's all there. And, you know, there's so many ways of doing that today. You can even just pick up your paper Bible and be encouraged. You can go on the Bible app and do one of the devotionals on there. There's all these different ways of accessing that. And to go to that place is the best place and should always be the first point of call. But, you know, for me, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's maybe I should go to the Bible now. Or maybe I should read the Bible now. I've been trying to, I exhausted every possible opportunity, every possible avenue. And eventually I get the one that I should have been there right at the start. But today, a key Bible verse is this, taken from the Psalm. This is a Psalm of David. And this is it, Psalm 55:22. And it says this, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. And that's a great message that David's speaking. King David, who was a great king of Israel, wrote loads of the Psalms, and just an inspirational character of faith, an inspirational man of faith to read about, and someone who really did go through most of the things that we will go through challenge-wise. And he says, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. And in this, these true promises, there's seeds of inner peace hidden within them. Because we all want inner peace at some point, don't we? We want to experience that inner peace of God. I want to know your peace regardless of what's going on out here. I want to know that in here, there's peace. I want to know that regardless of how this is looking and everything's falling down, everything's coming against me, that God, I'm at peace.
Yeah.
And within these couple of quotes there from David, there's secret seed hidden right in the middle of, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. And I just love that. I love that promise that he will never let the righteous be shaken. When I cast my cares on him, he sustains me. But it's easy to misread passages like this. We sometimes misread. We turn to the Bible and sometimes we stick our filter on and we read the scriptures in the Bible to suit how we think it should be. So we read it and we think, oh yeah, and it's not really what it means at all. We kind of take stuff and we make things up and we start to adjust it to suit our situation and suit us in a certain way. So it's easy to misread these passages to mean that God is a magic problem solver. It's like the genie in the lamp, whose main job is to make us happy. Cast my cares on him and he'll sustain me, which sometimes we read, if I cast my cares on him, everything will go away. Like, here you go, God. We cast our cares onto him and we expect the thing to be gone altogether, like he just removes it, like we rub the lamp, have free wishes. God, I wish this problem would go away, but God, I wish this problem would use all three on the same thing, because you just want to make sure. The best thing is, I wish I had another 1,000 wishes, would be my first point, but I've never found a lamp and I've never had a genie, so nor a magic carpet for that matter. Although I do sing A Whole New World quite regularly, but if you don't do Disney, that's an Aladdin joke, okay? When Aladdin and Princess Jasmine are on the carpet flying. Oh, who's seen Aladdin? Yeah, come on. You should have laughed at that point. But there you go. I like Aladdin. It's a good film. But God's not a magic genie. And when we cast our cares onto him, it doesn't mean that he takes them away. It's easy to assume that casting our troubles on God means that he'll take away our troubles altogether. But sometimes that doesn't mean what we think it means. It doesn't mean it's just gone like that. And I love this phrase, let go and let God, because it sounds so simple. You hear people can sometimes say to you, oh, it's okay, just let go, let God. And you think, I really want to. It's okay for you. You've obviously got it all together. And it's okay, you know, it's usually those annoying people that are kind of like, they're having a good run in faith and a good run in life. And they kind of levitate into church or they levitate up to you. And you're kind of like, you're at that point where you're kind of in the wilderness. And that you're in a wilderness in the valley. It's kind of like, you know, it's not just a wilderness season or a valley season. It's a wilderness in a valley. So you're surrounded by a vast expanse of wilderness. And you've got all the mountains surrounding you. You're kind of like, I'm ever going to get out of this. And this person levitates and like, oh, let go, let God. I'm going to kill you. Okay? I'm kind of, you know, you don't know what I'm going through. Please just, if you've not got anything helpful to say, don't say anything. I haven't been helpful. I'm declaring the truth over you. I'll be clearing the truth over you in a minute if you don't settle down, okay? You're obviously having a good point, and when you're in your valley wilderness point, I will remember this, and I will be letting you know that you need to let go and let God, okay? And you're not allowed to slap me or hit me, okay? But sometimes we find ourselves in those situations, and it sounds easy, doesn't it? I can stand up here and say I want to speak this morning about let go and let God. And some of you might even be thinking, yeah, I've tried that. I've been in the situations where I've tried that. And here's Pastor Shane, he's been on holiday, he's on a bit of a high. He's going to come and say, let go and let God, and everything's fine, and don't worry about it, and all those things. And to some degree, yes, I am. But within that, the seed of that is, yes, I'm saying let go and let God. Yes, I'm going to be saying don't worry about it. Yes, I'm going to be saying it's God's problem. But in the midst of that, we still have a part to play. We still have to live our life. Last time I checked, casting our cares on God didn't mean we got put in suspended animation until it was solved and then he released us again. It was like, ooh, wow, that was good. We still have to walk through that situation. But it sounds simple. And at times, the reason it's not simple is because we aren't clear what we're supposed to be letting go of. Someone will say, let go and let God. Or we'll even say to ourselves, let go, let God. But we're not entirely sure, what am I supposed to be letting go of? What is it that I'm supposed to be letting go of here? What am I supposed to get rid of? And there are times when we want to let go, we try to let go, and it just doesn't happen. We say, God, take it. God, do this. And for some reason, it just doesn't seem to happen. Something continues. And sometimes it comes down to a difference. Because there's a difference in what we want to give up and what we want to release. Because to cast our cares onto God is to release something to God, not to give up on the thing altogether. Sometimes we get mixed up because we think, okay, well, I'm casting it onto God, I'm giving up. And it's not. It's the strongest, most powerful thing we can do is when we release something to God, when we release it into his hands and we don't give up, we let go. And there's a difference between the two. We might be holding tightly to something that we think is good. We might be holding on to it. For example, the health of a loved one, or the change in behaviour of a wayward child, or the way that your kids are behaving at that time. You kind of like, you want to see it change. You want to see it get better. So you're holding on to it because if you're a bit like me, you sometimes feel that the best place for the control to be is in your own hands. And you think of God with all his supremacy, God with all his ability, God with all his grace, and God as he is, we still kind of sometimes think, I'm the best person to solve this problem. Nobody's better than me to solve this problem. I am the best at dealing with this. I'm the best at making sure this person gets better. I'm the best at making sure this child behaves better, gets better, goes further, grows greater. But we all know deep down that that's not the case. We will be better than other people, perhaps, in those situations, but we are not better than God in those situations. And we hold tightly to those things because we think it's good, and it's not wrong to desire good things. It's not wrong to desire those things. It's good to want to desire the health of the loved one. It's good to want to desire to see our children grow up strong, or whatever that situation might be. They're all good things to desire, but there are times when we have to let go of what we think is best. We have to let go of what we think is best for that situation, for something better. So we figure it all out in our head, and we think, this is how it's going to work. This is how I'm going to see this person get better. This is how I'm going to see this child behave better. This is how I'm going to see this situation at work get better. And we work it all out, and we plan it, and we think, this is the best way of doing it. And a lot of the time, we completely miss God out of the equation. And so we get to the point where we think, okay, I really should be bringing God in on this now. And I touched on this a few weeks ago about the tag team thing and kind of tagging God in. And he's just waiting to be tagged into your life. He's just waiting to be tagged into the situation. It's what I did manage to slip in a bit of wrestling, actually, this week. Yeah, Sam's come straight down. She's like, that's going off. But there was a tag team on. It was just reminding me of it all again, just watching the guys like tag teaming, tagging in. I was like, yeah, I've got to tag God in. And as we do that, we substitute what we think's best for the better. We give up our best for the better, which is God's best. And other times we grip tightly to assumptions. We grip tightly to our assumptions that we think life should be a certain way. Wow, that's a We grip tightly to assumptions. So it's not only the problems sometimes that we grip to, we grip to the assumptions of how it should be, that life shouldn't be this way. We think it ought to be easier. Life should be easier. Things should be easier. Raising children should be easier. My job should be easier. This situation at home should be easier. Because we grip into a misconception, an assumption that says this should be easier than it is at this point. And casting your cares on the Lord, it says, God, I trust you in this situation. To cast our cares onto him says, I trust you, and I'm going to enjoy my life that you have given me. I trust you, God. I trust you with this. I'm casting this onto you because I trust you as God, that no matter how good I am, no matter what my best is for this situation, you are better. And your best is better than my best, because what I release to you, you're going to do something amazing with. And I trust that you are going to do that. And it does come down to a trust thing, a trust and faith thing with God, that we are releasing something that we want control of, and we do have control of, until the moment we release it to God and cast it on him, and we relinquish the control of that situation. And we say, God, I now give you the control in this situation. I had the control, but I'm now giving it to you. You are in charge of this. This is now your problem, not mine. I'm trusting God that you are going to do something with this situation, and you're going to do something good, and you're going to do something way better than I could do if I tried to do this on my own. And as we do that, we struggle with it because it doesn't always go how we expect it to go. You know, we cast our cares on him, and we keep mixing in all the time. We're kind of like, okay, I've released my care to God, but then we're doing something about it all the time. It's like, am I doing this or not? You know, there's nothing worse, as humans, when we're doing something and somebody starts mixing in, you can't just leave me alone. Okay, I'm trying to build this. Leave me to do it on my own. So I kind of had a situation yesterday. It's usually Lego related in our house. So Elijah had filled another sleep chart, which means he got another prize. So yesterday he decided he wanted to get this Iron Man Lego set. And we built the Lego set, but then we decided to use the rest of his Lego to build an Iron Man lab, like a Tony Stark's lab out of Lego. And I kind of built, and I was like really proud of what I built. I was like really pleased, like, this looks amazing. And I'd built this little bit, and I'd like done this special bit for the Iron Man suit to go in it and everything, and it looked brilliant. And I put the Iron Man figure in it, and Elijah did not like it at all. I was like, that's not supposed to go in there, that's supposed to go here. I was like, well, that I've specially built this for the Iron Man suit to go in, so that's where I'm going to put it. And he kind of got a bit upset about it. So I was like, Right, okay. If we're not doing it my way, then I'm not going. You can build the Lego by yourself, because I'm not going to build it with you. If you're not going to do it my way, because I've worked really hard. And Sam was like shaking her head. She's like, this is always a nightmare. What is the matter with you? So eventually I was like, okay, fine. My Iron Man can go wherever you want him to go. Here you go. What would you like to do now? But because I was in control of that situation for a while. And as soon as somebody's mixing in and saying, I don't want it to go there, it's frustrating. And we frustrate God no end, I'm sure. If God is able to get frustrated, I'm sure that we frustrate him and we say, will you? Because he'd asked me to build an Iron Man lab. Elijah asked me to do it, and I was doing it, and I'd been given something to do, and I was doing it. But the moment he mixed in and wanted it doing another way, I came frustrated and didn't deal with it in the best possible way that I could. We got over it, we dealt with it, and it's fine now. But how often with God do we say, God, please fix this problem. I'm casting my cares onto you. I love you, Jesus. I really trust you. I trust you with my finances. I trust you with this situation. I trust you with this person. Please, God. And then how often are we mixing in with God and saying, Iron Man's not supposed to go there. Okay? I don't want him to go there. But you've asked me to do this and now I'm doing something. No, I don't want it to go there. Oh, well, fine. Thankfully, you know, God doesn't respond the way I do. But generally, we'll have the outcome will sometimes be the same. It's, okay, well, you do it how you want to do it. Let me know when you're ready for me to do it my way again. But when we give our problems to God, we must decide to be satisfied with his answers. Because when we cast our cares on him, when we throw something onto God and say, God, deal with this, we've got to be ready to accept God's answers on that situation. Because I can guarantee that sometimes it's not always going to be the way that we thought it was going to be. The Iron Man suit isn't always going to go where God had designed the Iron Man suit to go, metaphorically speaking. Just to say it was a really cool model, and I was really pleased with what I'd done. No instructions or anything. Master builder, proper style Lego. But kind of like, but anyway, that's enough on Lego for today. But when we do that, and we get involved, and we say, God, I'm not satisfied with the answer. It's like, well, okay, I'm going to stand back again then. Are you going to let go of this? Because to let go of something is to truly to let go of it. It's not, you have a hold of it and I'll have a hold of it and we'll see what we can do together. Because you usually end up with this. Kind of pulling backwards and forwards. It's a bit like when you see kids. They always seem to want to play with the same toy at the same time. I don't know why. They just do. Like, I was playing with that. Well, I was playing with it. I want to play with that. Like backwards and forwards. And we become like kids with God. But it doesn't end up like, because God just lets go. He's like, fine. Let me know when you're ready to let me do this. But trusting God to do what's best for us involves dying to ourselves. We've got to die to self. We're told in the Bible, die to self. Give up your will. Give up your ambition. Give up what you think is right. Give up those things to God. And when we do that, we're able to accept whatever answer and whatever way he wants to deal with it. Because we trust in him with all our heart to say, God, this is not quite how I expected this to go. God, this has taken a little bit longer than I expected. God, that's not the answer that I was looking for, but I trust you. And you can trust God to do what's best for you. So you don't have to worry about it. When you have a positive attitude and keep faith in God, you can't be defeated. When you're positive and you're trusting in God and you're in that place, you cannot be defeated because it's God's will at work in your life all the time. The only time we start to see defeat in our own lives is when we move ourselves out of that place because God cannot lose. And when we're in God, we cannot lose either. The situation cannot overcome us because when we're in that place with God, victory is just imminent all the time. We're living in that victory of saying, God, I'm trusting you and I know you care for me and I know that you've got my best interests. And although this is not what I expected, I can see how that's going to work out better. And at the time, we don't always see it, do we? Sometimes we look at situations and we think, what is going on here? But then a couple of years down the line, you look back and you think, I'm so glad that God had my back on that situation. I'm so glad that I trusted God in that situation because in my eyes, that's not how it should have gone. That's not what should have happened. But God knew, and God always knows and if you're a Jesus follower and you're walking around with burdens that are weighing you down, then something's not right. Because that's not how we're intended to live. We're not intended to be walking around, head down, shoulders down, carrying burdens, living a way where we're overcome by stuff all the time. That if that's how you are living and you're a confessed Jesus follower, then something's not right. Something's got wrong in the matrix of your life and your faith, where something's not quite operating in that way. And I'm not talking about being unrealistic. Yes, we all have problems. Yes, we all face things. Yes, we have to get over stuff and deal with things that we'd never want to have to deal with. But how we do that is very different depending on where we are with regards to how we're able to let go of this and let God. And I've met some amazing people during my journey of faith who are able to do this really well. They're just able to let go and let God, and nothing seems to faze them. They're just like, what is the matter with you? You're kind of like, are you real? Are you an hologram? It's kind of like, are you a real person? It's like, oh, you just trust God. And they're kind of just living this life of faith, and you're kind of like, I don't get it. How can you be so at peace about this situation? How can you be so like trusting in God in this situation? Like the kind of people that are just taking God at his word. But yet so often the majority of people struggle to do that. As I say myself, I sometimes fall into that category. But when I let go of something and I'm trusting God and I release the problem to God, then I've got to accept the fact that I've now released that to a superior and it's now his problem to deal with. And if I keep mixing in, then I'm making it worse. And a good way of thinking of it, oh, this is something that I certainly do for myself, it might be helpful to some people, is in a chain of command at work or military or any situation, if you come across a problem or you come across something in your situation and you know that my job is I can't do anything about this at my level of employment. So therefore, I need to go and speak to a superior about this. I need to pass this problem on to a manager, a line manager, a leader, a boss or whatever. I pass this on to that person, say, look, I've discovered this problem. As the boss, I'm giving it to you now. I'm here to help. If you need me, if you need me for anything else, let me know. But I'm leaving it with you now. And generally at work, when we do that, we're quite happy to leave it with the boss, aren't we? We're quite happy to be quite pleased that we're not the boss at that moment and we've just been able to release it to this other person who now has this problem to deal with. Because that's their job. That's their role. That's what they're there and that's what they're paid to do. Now, we then got a choice in that situation if to leave it with the boss, leave it with the person who we've just given it to trust and say, look, you're the boss, I'm just giving this to you, I'm trusting you're going to do what is the right thing to do. I'm here to help. Or do we give it to the boss and then we just keep chipping in all the time? We actually go and try and solve the problem ourselves and the boss is like, what are you doing? You've given this problem, this is my problem now. And the thing is, when we start getting involved in something that we've given to a superior to deal with, we actually start to make the superior get frustrated and look bad. Because we could make the situation worse, but it's now their responsibility to deal with. And if something goes wrong, it's not the person who took it to their superior whose name goes in the paper or has to go before the board. It's the person who's the boss. It's the coach. It's the manager. It's the boss who has to deal with it because they had it. The problem's been given to them now. So we, and just like with God, we give it, we refer it to our superior. We say, God, this is a problem. Please take it and do something with it. But yet we don't just make ourselves available. We're kind of mixing in all the time. We've got, God, what's going on? What's that? This? Are you doing this? Yeah, it's like, just trust me. Do you trust me? And, that helps me to think about it that way, that God is like, he's my superior. And if there's something that I need to, that I can't deal with, then it's God, this is your problem now. I've given it to you. I'm here if you need me. Let me know what I need to do in this situation. Let me know what is you need me to do. But if you don't need me for anything, that's fine. But I'm leaving it with you because I trust you as my boss, as my superior, as my God. And if we're walking around carrying those burdens, we're carrying something that we were never created carry in the first place. You may have had faith in Jesus for salvation, but somewhere along the line you've kind of like lost the faith to see God move daily in your life. You have faith in God for salvation, but then step by step we lose the faith. We haven't moved into walking daily in faith with God that God has given us. We're moving on to something, but we're not moving out of something. We're just kind of in this situation where we've had great faith to come to salvation, but we've not got faith to see God deal with situations in our lives on a day-to-day basis. And the Bible tells us that God is faithful. God is faithful. It's one of his major characteristics. One of the major characteristics of God is that he's faithful. He doesn't let you down. He's faithful. He can be counted on to come through for us. So we should trust him totally and completely. When we do, we'll be ready for anything that comes our way. Regardless of what comes your way, if you are able to instantly put that trust in God and trust in his faithfulness, nothing can come against you that you can't deal with. Because every situation that comes your way is just like, God, I give this to you. God, I give this to you. I've tried to do what I think's right. I've prayed about it. And I've done these different things and it just doesn't seem to be coming together. So God, I give it to you. And I leave it with you. And I trust that you are going to work in this situation. Does that mean it goes away? No. The problem doesn't disappear. But the weight of the problem disappears. You get that? The problem doesn't disappear, but the weight of the problem does disappear because we've just put the weight of the problem onto God, which is what he tells us to do. Now, the problem's still there. We're still having to deal with different things, but we are now not feeling as responsible for the situation because we've just cast it onto God. We're not feeling we have to try and fix something because we've cast it onto God. We're not walking around with this heavy burden pushing us down because we've cast it onto God. And to cast it onto God doesn't mean he takes it and then removes the problem altogether. We still have to walk through situations. We're still going to have to walk through that valley. We're still going to have to walk through that wilderness. But we're going a lot lighter as we do. And if you are traveling through a valley or you're traveling through a wilderness, you want to be traveling as light as possible. You don't want a great deal of stuff that you're dragging along with you. You need to travel light. So God doesn't pluck you out of those places. He doesn't pluck you out of the valley or pluck you out of the wilderness. You're still in there. You've still got to get out. But the journey is made easier. Not easy, but easier because you've just put all the weight onto Jesus and he deals with it. A lot of the time, maybe a bit like the analogy of referring something to your boss at work, but we fight with what we're being asked to do. You know, we refer it and it's, oh, it would be really good if you could do this. Well, are you sure that's the right thing? Well, am I the boss or not? If you're just giving this problem to me, it'd be really good if you could do this. And we've got it, we refer something to God, we cast it on him and he's like, okay, it'd be really good if you do this now. Oh, really? Oh. And, you know, we resist God. We resist what he wants us to do. As Matthew 16:24, take up your cross. We resist taking up our cross in the way that Jesus commanded us to do. And we just fight back with God. We fight and say, I don't want to do that. Or I'm not sure that's a good idea. Or God, it's like, seriously, I've never had a bad idea. Why would you question that? You know, why do we question God on his like thought process? But we do though, don't we? Like, God, are you sure that's a good idea? Seriously, I'm God. You're really asking me that question. Have you ever thought that to yourself? Have you ever done that? Have you said, God, is this a good idea? Of course it is. I'm God. What is the matter with you? But we do these things, don't we? And we don't give it a second thought in the moment. But when we look back on it and we laugh about it and we think, why would I question God on that situation? As if he's going to be wrong. Like, we're waiting for him to be wrong and he never will be. Just amazing. But sometimes we must give up our preconceived notions of how life is supposed to work. This shouldn't be happening. This situation shouldn't be here. This should be easier. This shouldn't be a problem. That shouldn't be there. And we have to just give it up and say, God, I just got to release it to you. In every case, I've got to let go and let God. And the basic principle of let go and let God comes down to something very, very simple. It's simple. But again, it's not so easy. It comes down to something very simple. We need to let go of our own will. We must claim as our own the incredibly hard prayer that Jesus prayed in Luke 22:42, just as he's approaching the time before the cross in Gethsemane. "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Not my will, but yours be done. We need to let go and let God do what God wills. And that's the big difference. That's the big shift and that's the big change. Because so often we can say, well, I have let go and I have let God. I have cast it onto God. I have given it to God. But a question to ask yourself is, when you gave that problem to God, did you also give up your will as well at the same time? Because we can give the problem to God, but we might not give up our will in the process. And when not, that just makes it more difficult, because we're just giving the problem to God, but we're still owning the problem. And we're still expecting it to be done how we expect it to be done. We still expect it to be done a certain way, because our will isn't submitted to God as well. It's very easy to give a problem to God. It's very easy to say, God, take it. But to give our will as well and let God work in it how he sees best to work in it, that's the challenging bit. And that's where the difficulty comes for each and every one of us, because we want to cast our cares on God, so long as God is going to deal with it how we want him to. But the moment we cast a care on God and say, God, I'm giving it to you, you do with it whatever. I'm open for you to work in whatever way you want, and I'm willing and ready for you to work as God in my life. The moment we do that, that's when the burden becomes lighter. Because just to cast the burden onto him, yeah, it might lighten the load a little bit. We might feel a bit more chilled about it, but we're still stressing out because we haven't released our will in the way that Jesus prayed. Yeah, take this cup, if it's possible, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. God, this is not quite what I want things to be like. I don't want this situation to turn out like this. Isn't there another way, God, that we can, you know, can't we come up with something different? But, you know, if not, then your will be done, not mine. How often do we find ourselves in those situations? God, it'd be great if this situation was dealt with like this. God, it'd be brilliant if you were able to do it this way. God, I'd love it if you'd do it in this time frame. But if that's not possible, not my will, but yours, we've got to trust your faithfulness. We need to let go and let God do what God wills. This submission will lead to peace and joy, even when the way is difficult. Even when it's difficult. And it is difficult sometimes. Sometimes things are just challenging, difficult, hard. But the moment that's cast onto God and we accept what his will for that situation is, we find that peace within ourselves, through God, through the Holy Spirit. We're at peace, and then peace leads to joy. Joy leads to strength, and strength leads to being strong and having a good, spirit-filled life with God. Luke 23:46, a bit later on, Jesus says, "Father, I place my life in your hands." What a thing to say. Father, speaking to God, "I place my life in your hands." How often do we say that, read that, sing that, but we can't say wholly that 100% of our life is in his hands? That problem, we've still got a bit of a share in the problem. God, you can have 75% of the problem, but I'm going to keep the rest for myself, just to be sure, because I kind of want to keep a stake in it. Because I'm not sure, one, God, I'm still not sure you're going to deal with this. Or, God, I'm just not sure you're going to deal with it the way that I want it to be dealt with. So I'm not going to sell all my shares to you, God, at the moment. I'm going to keep a little bit for myself, because I still want to have a say in the matter. Now, with regards to stocks and shares, once you've sold all your shares, you don't have an opinion on that situation anymore. You can't be mixing anymore. But the moment, even if you've still got 5%, you've still got a little bit of a sway to say, what about this? You've still got a voice. You've still got an ability to speak into something. But if we give all of it to God, we no longer have the shares to be able to step in. It's like, I'm sorry, this is not your problem anymore. But you know, there's a good God, and he's going to say, okay, you can have them all back, free of charge. Here you go. Let me know when you want me to have it again. Father, I place my hand, my life into your hands. And when we do that, we place our life into his hands. We cast our cares onto him. And we allow his will to be the will that is seen through. We don't just kind of give the problem, but expect, kind of like say, God, take the problem, but you kind of deal with it how I want you to deal with it. So let's make every effort to stop worrying about everything. Give it to God and live in his grace. And we can only do it by grace. Grace isn't just divine favor, but it's power. Grace is power to live. Grace is power to do what God asks us to do. Grace is power to overcome the situations. Grace is the power to release the problem and your will to God. Without the grace, without the power of grace, without the power of the Holy Spirit, you can't do it, because you just keep taking it back all the time. Don't waste another day of your life worrying. Determine that your responsibility is, and do that. What am I responsible for in this situation? Because so often we start worrying about something that it's not our responsibility. In fact, sometimes we find it easier to worry about responsibilities that aren't ours than we are about our own. Does that make sense? I can worry about how that's happening over there, but I don't have responsibility for it. And I worry less about what I am responsible for. We sometimes do that. We sometimes slip into it. We've got to be careful. But determine what your responsibility is and just do that really well. God, what's my responsibility in this? I'm going to do that. Don't try to take God's responsibility. No, don't be a Bruce Almighty. Okay? Anybody who's seen that film, you see where that got him. Yeah. That always makes me laugh when he's trying to figure out how is God is going to deal with all the prayer requests that are coming through. Tries prayer post-it notes, and there's just post-it notes stuck everywhere. Prayer email, the inbox just gets filled instantly. There's stuff coming all the time. Don't want to take on God's responsibility. Believe me, that's just a big responsibility. When we do what we can do, when we do what our responsibility is, when we do what we can do, God steps in and does what we can't do. He steps in and does what we can't do. So give yourself and your worries, your will, your life, your problem to God, and begin to enjoy the life that he's got for you to live, because the devil, the enemy, wants to rob you of that joy. He wants to rob you of the beautiful sunny day that's going on by just slipping something into your life. And say, oh, what about this? What about that thing that person said to you? Could be like from years ago. And all of a sudden you're plagued by this thing. It's like, what am I thinking about this for? This is like ages ago. And you're like, oh, well, yeah, that should make me feel really bad. And you kind of like start to go down. And you're going to a dark place. And before you know it, you've lost it. And you're feeling rubbish again. And you've got to get out of that place. But when everything's turned over to God, and that stuff is like, actually, I gave this to you. I released this to you, God. This was your problem to deal with. You did deal with that problem. And I let my will come, and I gave up my will in that situation, and I let your will be done. So I'm not having this anymore. And if it hasn't been dealt with, then at that moment you can say, okay, God, I'm giving this to you. And whatever your will is for this problem, then I'm willing to accept that, because you are faithful and you're a good God, and I trust you to do what it is that you're going to do. And I know that whatever my will is never going to be as good as what your will is for this situation. Whatever your will is always going to be better than what my will for this situation is. Because when I let go and let God, and I don't just let go of my problem, but I let go of my will for that problem, for that situation, God comes through every time, because he loves me and he cares for me and he wants to see me fruitful and flourish and living the abundant life that he's got for me. And when I say an abundant life, I don't mean a prosperous kind of all the material things. I'm talking about the inner peace that we spoke about. When we're in that place of inner peace, there's nothing more prosperous than being in that inner peace and full of the joy of God. Because people can have everything, but if they don't have that, they still don't feel rich. But to be rich and full of the purpose of God, rich and full of the peace and joy that comes from him, and rich and full with the peace and joy that comes from releasing things to him and just saying, God, take it, is greater than anything. And everything else just kind of drops into place then. And that's a good place to be. That's a good place to live. So let go and let God. And, you know, you're probably starting to think, that's just a challenge for me at the moment. But I can guarantee that releasing the problem's not the challenge so much, but your will about that problem is. The moment you can get to that place like Jesus and say, not my will but yours, the freedom that comes with that is amazing. The freedom that comes with that just lifts you into a new place, because you're not worrying about it anymore. You're not trying to fix it. You're not trying to do what you can't do. You've released it to someone who can. And you're just getting ready for the next instructions from the director to say, okay, it might be good if you did this. And sometimes it's going to be little subtle things. Sometimes it's going to be things that, oh, I really don't want to do that. Oh, I kind of liked that. So just to finish with for myself, there's a situation for myself this week. There's something where we've got something going on, and it's like, okay, what this trying to work things out. And I'd kind of subscribe to this Marvel Collectors Corp thing, which is really cool. Josh has got the T-shirt on today, actually, because he's a member of it as well. And God was like, do you really need that? You really need to be spending money on that? You know, you're a married man, father of two. Could that money not be used elsewhere in this situation, in the way you're at the moment? It's like, yeah, but you're probably right, actually. It's like, I kind of like it. It's like, but, you know, yeah, your will be done, God, in this situation, because I release it to you. And if I'm going to do my bit, and I think sometimes we do have these tests, don't we? It's like, am I going to just sit back? And it's not a massive thing. It's not a big deal. But just those little things that sometimes God's just like, what do you really think about this situation? Do you really want to see this get sorted? Are you willing to do this? Yeah, all right then. Sometimes it's a lot bigger than that. A bit like we heard last week. You know, it's a bit different saying, God, I'll stop subscribing to this Marvel Collectors thing, as opposed to saying, will you take Elijah up this mountain and kill him? Yeah. I feel like it sometimes, but I never do. It's funny, isn't it? God never asks people to do that at the point where they're a bit frustrated with the children. The story of Abraham and Isaac might have been a different matter had Isaac been kicking off a bit that morning. It'd been, you know, it wouldn't have been a slow walk, would it? It'd have been a dragging by the wrist of the thing. Wait till I get you to the top of this mountain. And God approves of it as well. You just wait. It's not wait till I get to you. I get you. Wait till I get you to the top of this mountain. But sometimes it's a big challenge, like Abraham, Isaac. Sometimes it's a little thing like a Marvel Collectors thing that every other month, and you're like, yeah, okay, I'm not going to do that now. I've got one box. That's cool. And the fact that it causes more problems than good anyway, because Elijah just keeps wanting to play with it. It's like, it's not a toy. It's a collectible. And there's a difference. So you can't damage it because it'll take the value out of it. But, oh, anyway. That's by the by. But sometimes it's little, sometimes it's big. But when we release our will, we've got to release our whole will. And sometimes these little things just drop in that you're a bit like, okay, God, yeah, I can see what you're saying. And I give you 100% this situation in my will. Let's stand up together, shall we?